Hey, Noise.
Hello.
Noise.
Sorry, I'm late.
That's all right. You gave us forewarning.
The roads were much worse than I thought they were going to be, so there was a lot of slowness. So they got bad from while I was sitting waiting to come home.
Is it snowing outside?
It started back up and it's sticking, so the roads were
Cold.
not awesome to get
No,
the
good
girl
thing.
home from swimming.
Good thing I'm inside.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. So, Bill, it sounds like you're trying to like the, you know, there the pass it sounds more like you're on the pacify and encourage route more so than the threaten and incite path.
Oh, yeah.
So, would you like to roll me some hurt for your compel?
Ew, yucky.
No, I would not.
All right.
You got shifty eyes.
All right. So,
Is this some place where an aid would have been helpful? Or does it
it's
feel like
weird.
that?
It doesn't actually give it depends on how it works, but a lot of times what it'll do is you end up handing off momentum to the other person, not so much like a bonus. You can give like a plus one, but you can give like two momentum. I don't know
I don't
what.
know what. So, two momentum would have actually made the difference for me here. Like, I could turn that into a weak hit.
So, Margie, I know that you just got an asset for this. If
I
you'd like
did.
to try it out.
I would love to. I would love to. So, what this gives me is a when you aid an ally, add plus one and take plus one momentum on the hit. So, when I'm aiding, what does that look like?
You it's n there is no aid move, it just modifies a different move, and the move you're looking for is secure an advantage, but instead of securing it for yourself, you point it at the other person.
So, what are you doing in order to help? Are you kind of
Well,
like.
actually, no, I did have an idea of, and that would be, I want to encourage them a little bit to tell us why they don't trust the other other communities.
All right. So you kind of
How
want to
did
give.
that all start? Why is that? Why are they? I'm wanting to listen to them first so that they feel like we're invested in what they're doing.
Well, that definitely sounds like you're trying to secure an advantage through compassion and sociability.
Okay.
So, go ahead, roll me heart. Add your one, and if you get a hit, add plus one momentum.
A weak hit.
All right. So, first, you get to choose whether or not you want to give Bill two momentum or a plus one on his roll. I'm going to guess that the plus two momentum would be the better of the two.
If that's the better, yes. Whatever you want, Bill.
Momentum, please.
Yep. So Bill gets two momentum, and basically, as you're kind of like talking through this with him, they're, I kind of see this being less like you trying to like talk to the group as a whole, and more of like you have found your muscle counterpart on the other side, and have kind of like just started kind of like, breaking down the, trying to get the lay of the land through them, and kind of like, talking it out through your shared experiences as the heavy. And as they're kind of like talking to you, it's just like, they're just like, ugh, things have been awful since we opened up the first vault door. Seemed to let something out. We're hoping that whatever's on the inside of the vault will help us out of all this. I mean, according to what we've understood, this thing used to run a whole bunch of stuff on the world. So, getting it up and getting it powered hopefully will be su you know be useful for us.
What's the problems with the other communities?
Oh, well, we tried talking things out with Navarin, but they don't want to help us. All they're ever worried about is their underground facility, whatever it is. See, they got their geothermal plant. And then
so that's how they have power.
And then Shackleton, that AI over there, he's willing to do stuff, but only if you're going to listen to him. You know, some of the stuff he says don't quite make sense.
He got effectively hit on the head pretty hard. We're working on solving that.
All right. So, Bill, now that you've gotten enough momentum in order to cancel out that sex, if you burn it, which you did, then at this point, they're going to come, Faith, the leader, is basically going to, once they've heard you out, is going to eventually be like, all right, we'll let you do what you need to do. But the first time we see trouble, don't expect us to stay friendly.
We're not going to be the ones that give you trouble, okay? Point your guns at whoever's coming at you. That's not us.
All right. So,
what?
Good.
No, you guys are actually doing anything. I had a question about what something with Margie. I'm not worried about it right now. So, okay. You guys continue.
What this is going to mean for you is you guys are going to have an escort as long as you're in Mariposa.
Good. Does that mean we've made progress on get these idiots talking?
Yes. Yes, you have.
You want to mark it?
Yep, I can mark it. Let's see. It is dangerous, and I was actually pulling up the page so I can remember. I think it's just one box, but I wanted to make sure I had it right. All right. Dangerous is 2 boxes.
We should probably just put this in a handout or something.
Yeah, because I'm just going to keep coming back to it. I will do that after the game, so I'm not doing it right now. Dave, add it to the notes.
Okay.
Otherwise, I will forget at some point over the course of the week. All right, so, Dice.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to guess you had a question about Margie's new asset.
I did, and I got the answer, so I'm good. I just threw it in chat. I thought it was probably loyalist, and I just wanted to see if I was right, because I had my eye on that as well, and now I don't have to worry about it.
Well, I will say...
I was looking for something that would be more of a team / ship
yep.
kind of thing, since I was a little overbalanced on the, smacky.
It's all good. It's all good. I think it's a good move. It's a lovely wrinkle for her character. Your character.
All right.
Good stuff.
So, if nobody has any... objections, they're gonna Faith and their team are gonna show you guys down to the vault entrance.
What's the place like other than and if you guys already talked about this a little bit, but what are the surroundings like on the way down to this vault or anything like that? Is it trash and refuse? Yeah, I mean,
how's it similar and different to Shackleton?
Well, Shackleton is, completely protected by its energy shield and only has, a small, entrance from, accessible from the surface. Mariposa is mostly, converted buildings, basements that have been, converted over into shelters and things of that sort. A lot of these places are put together with canopies of some nylon coverings and even some leather and fabric.
And it also sounds like they're not hiding underground the whole time.
Nope. And that is more out of inability more than anything.
Yeah. There's so many basements you can dig out.
Yeah, they, you can tell that they're making use of all the underground that they can. But as they kind of as you guys head out from the main encampment, they take you to an area where basically, so this would be like an elevator shaft. And at the top of it, there's even like the little raised platform with the controls and everything. They don't give you that. They, you know, as they get over there, they give you, or, you know, they start getting out like makeshift harnesses.
I'm guessing it's because there's no power?
Not at all.
Did we bring a generator with us?
Well, we got all kinds of power solutions. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It sounds like a good place to maybe demonstrate our goodwill.
How finite are those resources?
Depends on how you roll.
I'm just concerned about if there's no power, how that affects getting the vault open, how that affects getting anything inside.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying.
Let's figure out how bad it is first, probably. I mean,
how unsafe does this look?
You wouldn't do it for fun.
Is there a way that we can improve the makeshift harnesses with our own, you know, personal
like real
gear?
Carabiners instead of like leather thongs?
You can certainly check your gear for it.
Ooh. Where is that move? I thought it was right there.
At the very bottom of adventure moves. Yeah. In which case, you're going to be rolling supply. Which right now is a +3.
Is it 3? I have mine wrong.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm rolling supply off the shared sheet always, so that I don't lose track of that.
Yeah, I just wanted to check it because I was looking at resupply while I'm in here. Let's try.
All right. So, who wants to give that a shot?
Those were all quiet here.
It literally doesn't make any difference who rolls. So
I'll do it. I'm the guy that's like all about scavenging and cobbling together crap and everything like that. You know. So yeah, a little bit of duct tape and iron rings ought to get this done. Carabiner. Good lord. I need a carabiner. Aren't we fancy? I just call it the car hole. Anyway. So I need to roll plus supply. And I don't think this doesn't apply to check my gear. So I'm just going to hit supply and see what I get.
Did you put in the +3?
You hit supply and it does it. Because you're actually rolling the supply like it's a stat.
Yep.
Luckily, my challenge dice was a 1.
That's weird, because it's... Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong roll. Never mind. Yeah, there it is.
So, check your gear on a hit. Oh, sorry, on a weak hit. You have the stuff that you need to... specific helpful item or resource, roll plus supply. On a weak hit, you have it. Choose one. Supply is diminished. Oh, it's not quite right and causes complications. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not okay with...
I'd rather lose momentum than supply at this point.
Yeah, me too. So I'm gonna take the momentum hit and just kind of pull out some more appropriate connections and stuff like that to just make sure that we're not gonna have like any kind of... I don't know. I mean, I guess narratively what this does is we don't necessarily have to worry about this thing being as perilous. Maybe. I don't leave that to the GM. But yeah, I'm going to take the momentum hit. And basically, the momentum loss for me in terms of like just forward momentum is just this fact that I fiddle with this for probably 15, 20 minutes before I'm entirely satisfied that this is going to be safe. Yeah, and it ends up being like, you know, this whole thing of... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, and basically the whole time you're doing this, you're kind of getting heckled by some of the yahoos.
Yeah,
because they're like, yeah, if you don't feel safe, we do this about every day.
Yep, and I'm going to be the overcareful grandpa, and I am 100% okay with that. Wow. But it does, yeah. I'm losing some cool points with the locals, which I am, like I said, entirely okay with.
All right.
So. Well, not 100%, but I'm fine with. So down we go.
Yep. So. Yeah, with the new additions, yeah, you guys are able to safely get down the chute one at a time. And yeah, basically at the very bottom, it is covered in dirt and debris. But you can see where they've traveled in and out of this area quite a bit. And once you're inside, once you're out of the shaft and actually into the below ground hallway here, probably like, we'll say 100 feet down, basically. Okay. This is starting to look more like civilized than the area that you just came from.
Cleaner or just more mod? Yeah,
just like, you know, at one point these probably would have been like some sort of like polished metal walls that would have, you know, might have had some like internal sensors to them. And there, you know, might still be sensors in there, but yeah. Right now they're just grimy and dirt and tarnish.
So the vaults down here, are they down here with us still? Are we still accompanied?
Yep.
I think that's where we are.
Yep.
So maybe this isn't something I need.
Before.
Maybe this isn't something I need to roll for, but I had a different picture in my head, so I'm asking. And if it's something I need to roll for, that's fine. The vaults down here, I had thought it was like the vault and then where they lived. What are they doing down here if it's not the vault? Is this where they generally do more living, or what are they doing down here?
This is the entrance, or this is leading to the entrance of the vault.
So it's there. It's whatever traffic that's been down here has been part of their attempts to
get
around into beyond the vault door.
That's what I'm asking about. Because if they can't get into the vault, what the hell are they doing down here so often? Or are they just trying a lot to get into the vault? Or are there other stuff going on around here?
Well,
if I need to roll to figure that out, I'm fine with that.
Well, I will tell you this right now. As you're kind of like looking around, when you're taking a look, it's like, all right, here's our footprints in the dirt. You know, here's their footprints in the dirt, and their footprints in the dirt are over something weightier.
The footprints in the, like, there's a harder surface underneath, or.
No,
or like there's been other larger, heavier footprints.
More like it's like something came through and swept the floor without cleaning up any of the dirt.
Interesting.
Huh.
And when you say swept the floor, you mean kind of swept along the floor as opposed to,
literally
janitor
cleaned.
Bots coming out and sweeping the floor.
Yeah. If somebody wants to perhaps ID that.
Is that a gather information kind of a thing, or?
Yeah, that might be like a gather information. I think would probably be best thing for it.
Let me look at my thing.
So that'd be some wits.
It would be some wits. I have a move, and I don't know if this necessarily applies. I kind of feel like it does. When you gather information by scavenging a wreck, a ruin, or an abandoned site. This isn't technically scavenging, although I do kind of have that in mind, but it is me poking around old tech. It feels right to me. Then I get some benefits, but tell me if that applies. If it does, I'll happily take it.
You know what? Do it.
All right.
This is your
bit.
This is your area.
I feel like poking around old crap, this pretty much falls in that. Thing. So, when you gather information, so I hit wits, and I get to take a +1 because of my stuff.
And plus one momentum on the hit, which you're going to need some back.
I'll happily take that. So hit the wits thing, hit the modifier, cross your fingers, pray for rain. I'll take that weak hit. I'll take the +1 momentum, too. So I get the +1 momentum and the gather information on a weak hit. The information provides new insight, but also introduces a complication. And take another +1 momentum. I'll take that too.
Yep. So you got two.
Nice.
So, as you're kind of like poking around here,
checking side passages, just kind of trying to figure out what the heck has been happening down here.
That's when you start like putting like a couple of errant details together.
Okay.
The weirdly swept floor underneath their the newer boot prints.
Mm-hmm.
There's some scratches in the metal walls that are, yeah, definitely newer than a bunch of the grime because it's flecked some of it off.
Okay.
Then you also find in one of the corners where you're kind of like, oh, I wonder if I can get in behind this wall by like peeling this section out and that, where one of the scratches ends, you find like a small crystalline flake, probably about an inch and a half long and just like 2 centimeters at the thickest part.
So,
and it is
like it broke off at the end of the gouge?
Yeah, or it like came off.
Okay.
And it is like razor sharp to the touch.
Saying about letting something out of the first vault?
Yeah, they did.
So they got into one of them. I didn't hear that part, but they got into one of the vaults maybe and something got...
It's funny because the way they phrased it is... things have been awful since we opened the first vault door. Something got out.
Oh.
And referring to but there's equipment inside that used to run the whole world. I'd kind of attached those together, but it sounds like maybe this is something separate. So,
have I ever seen anything like this before? This crystal bits in old garbage I've poked through before, old tech or old. Yeah, just old residue or anything like that? I'm not sure that I would have. I'm just asking.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But between the fact that you found this,
mm-hmm.
you're starting to notice that that your escorts
uh-huh.
are kind of weary, and they're letting you guys take the lead.
So they're on edge and expecting something.
Uh-huh.
Mm. All right. Gotcha.
Also, as you're kind of like, as you poke your head into a couple of places, yeah, you can definitely see some leftovers of some gunfire. Like, ricochets off the wall, sort of dents.
Now, they had said that... Go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back up, and I'm going to start rigging up a motor and a winch so that we can pull people back up real quick. Okay.
You're heading back up to do that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna kinda lean into Nails, I assume she hasn't already kinda spotted this. I'm like, just kinda, I'm not even saying anything. I'm just indicating the pockmarks on the wall. She'll know what that is. At least that's my read on her, is that she will recognize the remains of, you know, the signs of gunfire. Without me having to really explain it and stuff like that. That thing might... Yeah.
Rolls her shoulders and adjusts her coat a little bit, making sure everything's where it should be.
Whatever they let out, I think might still be around here somewhere. And I think they think that too.
Is the other muscle guy that I was talking to earlier here?
Uh-huh.
So I'll kind of... While we're waiting, I'll kind of mosey over and say, so... What aren't you guys telling us? We can help you. Honest, you know. But, really, what aren't you telling us?
Oh, well, it's not that we're not telling you. It's just that we hadn't told you.
Right. Could you tell us now?
So,
down here?
Well, so, there's this thing. You don't often see them until they're right on top of you.
Did he say things with an S at the end? Things as in plural?
Yeah, so the first one we found, we thought was a wall. And then it uncoiled off the wall.
I am inception squinting at this guy so hard right now.
So we found the first batch of eggs. And we got rid of those, but there must have been more.
Silicon nodules?
No kill eye. were they like breaking up in silicon nodules on the floor?
Oh, Star Trek.
Old Star Trek reference. Okay. Sorry.
I've recognized the no-kill eye, but yeah.
Okay. So, this is what we're going to do. We will continue on, and, you know, I'll make a tactical judgment on, you know, how best to deploy people that are here, so that we have the best opportunity to make it to the vault again.
So I've got some things I can do here. There's some things I can do to, like, you know, secure advantages and face danger and stuff, but it's not clear how much of that is kind of stuff I can do in prep and how much I have to wait until things uncoil from the walls.
Well, facing danger is always, like, an immediate sort of thing.
Okay.
What was the other thing?
Secure an advantage, making preparations and stuff.
That
and I guess there I have to envision my action to figure out what that would look like.
Yeah, you would basically have to, you know, tell us what you're doing in order to prepare.
Okay.
But does that include getting wrenches ready, or is that just kind of automatic?
I was probably going to do that as, like, an assist if it came up.
That's fair, because I have another much more radical idea to help out, which is if our asteroid ship has any kind of solar panels, those would be reflective. If we can reflect some of the sunlight from this, you know, tide-locked world down onto a specific spot, that's going to be a very, very nasty heat beam. That's not something we could set up, like, very immediately, but, like, if we have time and we need to burn something out of here, we got options. I'm just saying.
Deadly solar panels.
Aziz, light.
Okay.
Don't fuck with the trucker, that's all I'm saying.
Always remember that scene, because the last one where it's the spaceship that shows up, he's like, ugh, finally.
You know what's funny about that? My daughter, my oldest, has never seen Fifth Element, which I really, some weekend here, I need to fix. But her mother says Aziz light, like, calls it out at her whenever she leaves a switch on somewhere, on, like, in the bathroom or whatever, when she's leaving a room and she's leaving the light on. She's Aziz light. She's said that to her so long without explanations that she thought Aziz meant light in, like, Spanish or something.
Love it.
She literally never knew that that's what the reference was.
That's horrible.
I have to say that one of the pleasures of sharing stuff with James was, you know, to point out, it's like, no, we have to watch this. This is where so many of the quotes that your parents use comes from.
Yeah, I've had
like the one that is currently on my list of things that we need to watch that we haven't is Meaning of Life. No, it was.
Oh, yeah, Meaning of Life.
The one that blew my mind, because I don't, in my memory, I haven't watched it that often, but a couple, like last weekend, weekend before, we watched Willow. Mm-hmm. And, which I don't, if you had asked me, I'd have said I maybe watched it one, maybe two times in my life. There are so many lines in that movie that I quote.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why. I know exactly where I got them. I think what I'm doing is I'm not quoting the movie. I'm quoting my friends from college.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're quoting the movie. But, oh my God. I am your sun and your moon and it went away. Like, yeah. Sorry. All right. So, back to this.
Yeah. So basically, after Nails gets I need to give this guy a name. He is a person who is a part of this.
I'm just calling him Muscles, but if you want to give him a name.
Yeah, I'll give him a name. But what Muscles basically describes is not a fun creature. It is kind of like in the shape of like a manta ray or, you know, something along those lines. It moves along the ground kind of like a Yeah, kind of like that. Kind of like an animated sheet, almost. Except for its outside is this color-changing, like, rock or crystal. And when, you know, Earl holds up his crystal, it's like, oh yeah, no, that's what they're made out of. And they can disguise themselves as part of, like, you know, just sort of like a ray or like a, some types of octopuses. They can just blend in with their surroundings, like a chameleon.
And this was in, these things were in one of the vaults?
Well, it was behind one of the doors. And, yeah, it is, basically, they can wrap themselves around stuff pretty, like, to fit in through stuff. Basically, if you got, like, a 4x4 hole, it'll get through that. But when it's, like, fully spread out...
God damn.
It's, like, the size of, like... It takes up, like, the footprint of a truck.
God damn. This is Earl's comment. So this isn't so much like they're separate vaults and separate things. This, they got through layer one of like a series of doors to get into the center. Is that more? Is that what I'm? Am I understanding that correctly? Is it
close enough?
Like, okay, it isn't like there's a vault over here to the left, and that's what we got open. But the one that we're really trying to get to is vault number two, that's over here on the right. It's more like they got we got through one of the things, and now we got to get further in to get to the thing.
Well,
kind of a kind of a Die Hard, different layers of protection.
Sure.
On the vault thing,
maybe.
Anyway, the guy's name is Elijah.
I like it.
So Elijah explains is like, you know, and you'll see it as you guys make it further in. Basically, they opened up the first layer. First layer gives them access to a bunch more rooms.
But not necessarily anything useful to them.
Well, you guys see some things that might be useful. I mean, this right. does kind of look like the beginnings of, like, a control center. It's just that nothing has any power, and a bunch of the screens had these, like, crystalline-looking balls on them that have been shattered at this point.
Gotcha. The... Lincoln wanted us to get in here because he thought that this was, he believed that this would be access back up to the station up in orbit. Yeah. Why did these guys want to get in here? What did they think was in here for them?
Well, what's that?
Power?
No, not power. Well,
I mean, power like of a way.
Possibly, but,
If they haven't said, that's fine. I just didn't know if they'd already said what they were trying to get out in here.
No, they basically they had been told through year, you know, generations of, you know,
the legend told, says.
Yeah, legend says that this is where most everything on the world was ran from at one point.
So they wanted to get the lights back on.
Gotcha. They wanted to do something. Honestly, as you keep on talking to them, you're like, these guys don't know what they want to do once they actually get in there. They just think that just it's going to make things better.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cortex was rigging up a, like, a winch and a, yeah. like, a pulley kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me know where that's going, because I got another plan, which is not burn them out with sunlight, but you'll see. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's probably taken these guys about 10, 15 minutes to get out there, which is probably not... as long as it probably took you to, like, pull the shuttle over and get the winch, like, pulled off of it.
Yeah.
And down the hole.
No, I was just thinking about running some kind of reinforced extension cord down here and see if we can get it hooked up to something, but maybe we'll figure out.
Anyway,
that's related to what I want, so yeah.
What did you want to do?
When we first talked about our Trilock planet, I mentioned the detail that you could get some very, very easy passive power generation out of the arrangement. You have basically a temperature differential between the light side and the dark side. Presumably, including geothermal, people have set up something like that in the past. Because that sort of system is not necessarily solid state, but is it has very few moving parts. It should be in reasonably good repair. I basically want to talk to both Algo and Lincoln and understand what is the state of power generation on this planet and what can we use to get things back going and get it connected up here.
Yeah, well, that is definitely going to be a gather information as you're kind of like working your way through all of these desperate pieces of information and kind of like piecing them together to get a picture of the whole.
Are we ready for that?
Yeah. If you want to take some time to do that.
Algo, the Overseer, might provide a bonus on that. I can't remember what the bonus, what their thing is.
If you're talking this through with Algo, let's find out. I think you get like a plus one. And you get, when you secure an advantage or gain ground by time. It's when you secure an advantage or gain ground. So,
gain ground's in the middle of combat, so that's a different thing. But
yeah.
I hate when it's like a 9 and it's like, ah, oh, it's an awesome 9, but there was a 10.
I have long since learned the iron sworn dice will betray you at every given opportunity. That's just how it is.
It's like the fourth 10 we've had on the challenge dice.
Yep. Yeah, they've been really, if you look at it, it's a 10, a 10, a 9, a 9, and a 10 on the challenge dice in the last 5 rolls. That's pretty rough.
The dice giveth and the dice taketh away.
Yep.
Anyway, as you're like putting all this together, and I can imagine like as this is going on, you're probably like, you know, like cranking your head into the shuttle to kind of like look at some sort of display as all this is coming together. And so Algo, you know, doing some further sensor scans aided by Lincoln, you are basically able to figure out that, you know, they did have these thermal generator stations set up along different parts of the, you know, the world in order to convert all of this heat energy that the planet was just naturally getting into a usable form of energy. And right now, from what you're able to tell, is you had the third settlement. Almost everything that's still running, which, you know, we're talking about 50%-ish of, you know, an entire world's worth of power, is current, you know, all of it that's still running is going to one place, and that is the third settlement.
All right, sounds good. Let's continue seeing what is the deal with the vault.
Yep. So, all right, in the vault, you guys have, you know, like I said, there's all these rooms that have been opened up at this point. These guys have explored most of them. They took what they found that was useful already, which is not a whole lot.
So, when you say that that there's like monitors and stuff that have these nodules on them, I mean, is it like the nodules were affixed onto it by the animal afterwards?
Oh yeah, these were probably eggs.
Okay, and then has it destroyed the monitor, or is it just, like, in the way?
Some of them are in the way of consoles. Some of them have destroyed some of the equipment. But you guys have, it's like a destroyed monitor anywhere. Great, let's just hook up a different monitor real quick.
Right. I just was trying to figure out how damaged things were.
At some point in time, this stuff had to have had power. Otherwise, you wouldn't have stuck your eggs on it, because the thing's going to generate energy or some kind of heat. That's where you put eggs. I mean, I'm not an egg-laying creature, but every egg-laying creature I've ever heard of wants heat. So
the question is, what interrupted that power?
Well, if they're running lines, a planet like this could have been dang near anything. If Cortex is right and the other place has still got some juice, then that's fixable. That's a lot closer than all the way down to the equator line or something like that. So at some point in time, this thing had power, and then it faded away. Probably went dormant.
Yes. So were the were the other geothermal stations, like, you know, these three places are kind of in one isolated location here on the planet. Are the other stations, aside from the one that is at the third settlement, you know, scattered around the world, or is there one, you know,
near there,
beneath or next to this control center, or?
The nearest one is going to be the other settlement. There are more scattered all over, you know, the planet. Okay. It's just that, you know.
And that's not even, I mean, hell, they could work, but, I wouldn't want to run a power line over 400 miles to any of this part of the, any of this world.
Yeah, you're, part of it is going to have to guess is, like, even if things are underground, you know, meteor strikes are still going to hit with quite a bit of force.
Yeah. It feels like the three different settlements are different chunks of, like, the one big ship. And, like, the different settlements have got different pieces of the functionality of whatever, you know. So, you know, the one's got Lincoln, these guys, whatever, they got a command center. They got maybe some of the community. They got the comms array, that kind of thing. The other one's got, like, energy converters, the, you know, maybe the original power plants and stuff, but at least some energy converters, stuff that can be used to, well, it could have been jury-rigged ages ago to go, well, here's heat, let's turn this into something. So, yeah, I mean, they got, if we knew more, I mean, they probably still have the labels on somewhere to tell us just what each piece is for, but figure it out ourselves. Anyway.
So is there anything that we're able to interpret as, you know, anything related to power generation, you know, power rooms, power monitoring?
You're basically looking for the junction room, basically.
Yeah, I mean, a physical junction room, something that might have one small light still glowing in it or something. Or that can be inside the next layer of vault.
Well, you're going to, if you, and I'll just say, you guys probably spend like an hour looking around. You know, nothing dangerous has popped out at you at this point, though maybe some near scares. And I'll give...
the cat jumps out of the locker. Yeah.
Cortex some time in order to work through all of his data that he's going through. But basically, as you're going through all these rooms, you're like, okay. All of this is like what you would put at like low-level access sort of stuff. This is going to be the sort of places that, like, you know, for all intents and service, all intents, you know, as a analogy for you guys, you found the call center.
I was going to say the call center, the break room, and the shift level supervisor's office.
It's not executive functions. It's like the support section, like not mechanical support, but like admin support.
As you go through and you're seeing some different things, you're like, okay, this is where like a water filtration system would have been, but they've scavenged like 90% of it. This is where like, you know, some backup, like, you know, lights, cleaning equipment, like stuff that you would use in order to maintain the area, but nothing that would be like, you know, inherently useful other than, you know, just to keep like nothing that would be useful here. It's generally useful everywhere.
Gotcha.
So do we find what looks like, you know, the door to level 2 security?
Oh yeah, that one was a very easy find, and there's a couple of different ones. The one that they initially pointed you at, you can see, like, these guys have tried jury-rigging the panel, hot-wiring it, trying to pry it open with a bunch of different things that you find broken pieces of, like, equipment, crowbars, what have you, like, lying about. But with your guys searching, there's, like, three of these doors. And... you know, the other two, these guys haven't touched yet.
Because they're just trying to, but they're probably all, I mean, I would imagine they're very different. I'm feeling like the word vault should be in air quotes. Like, it's not so much a vault as just the next inner section of the freaking structure that they can't get through. Yeah.
And is there anything that resembles, like, door labels? Like, you know, this way to Sector 2 or, you know, security clearance 5A required beyond this point or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely a bunch of that sort of stuff.
I mean, any of it that seems meaningful or just color text?
No. At this point, nothing out of the ordinary for what you guys would expect.
I feel like it would remind us of parts of our own ship.
Yeah. Are these doors... Do they look like they kind of all go to the same basic sector, or are they going off in different directions?
No, they definitely do seem like they're leading to, like, an intersection.
Okay.
That you guys have kind of been, like, walking around the perimeter of.
All right, it wouldn't necessarily matter which door we give a shot to, though. It's just kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Except insofar as if we can... Well, you mentioned... trying to hotwire things.
Oh, yeah. They were... On the door that they've been trying to... You know, each one of these doors has, like, a security clearance. Sort of, like badge
panel.
Entrance sort of thing. And, basically, they had tried their damnedest to try and bypass it via that.
But they don't have... Do they have power?
They have some way of bringing power down here already.
They've tried. And like I said, with all the broken equipment, you have like burnt out power cells, expended power cells, all sorts of different like portable energy sort of stuff.
So we've got portable energy, but we've got Lincoln as well, who might be able to help get us through these doors.
Yeah, requirements.
Say that again, Bill. I lost the first half of what you just said.
What does Lincoln know about the security requirements?
Oh, he knows everything. He has all sorts of information that he was given whenever he was given emergency clearance to everything.
Okay, so issue us a clearance to get through the doors.
He can try to do that.
These things probably have to be powered up, though. I mean, I don't know what these guys tried, but I mean, if they're trying to like power the door enough to get it open, and what they're using is essentially a flipping phone charger, they ain't going to get it done.
We'll run a generator down here.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys can get the generator down there. Lincoln can generate you the equivalent of like a 256-bit encrypted key.
Cool.
For clearance.
We just got to get to the point where we can actually use a keypad.
Yeah, you guys basically just have to jury-rig this together in order to get it working.
All right.
That sounds like a challenge.
Who wants to give that a shot?
So, are we talking about, like, a tech solution or a brute force solution?
You can try either one of those.
It looks like they probably tried the brute force solution already.
Yeah.
Yes, they have. And basically, what they've exposed are, you know, this has, like, the equivalent of, like, bank vault door, like, bars, basically, embedded. Mm-hmm. This door into the wall until they've been disabled. And that's part of the issue is they don't have anything strong enough to cut through that outer layer.
Yeah.
Which you guys barely have anything strong enough to cut through that outer layer. This thing was built to withstand a lot.
I feel like the trick would be is look at the area that the door that they messed up a bunch, because they probably got panels off and kind of stuff. We can see where the power hookups were and that kind of thing. And then based off of that, but knowing that they may have completely screwed the whole system up at this door, go to a different door, knowing where all the hookups are at, and hook up the generator there where it's clean. And anything that's broken is going to be shit that we broke.
Right.
That definitely sounds like a plan.
I feel like Cortex is the one that's better at like a system hack kind of thing, but man, I might be just confusing that with... I can't remember. Or maybe that's Dave. I don't remember. It's a wits thing. Seems like it would be.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I'm not unwitty, but... So I can give it a try and a prayer.
I can't remember.
I got a suggestion. How about Cortex come down, start repair on the broken door, and and along the way we'll learn what we need to do. And then Dave's Joyce can work on one of the other doors.
Yeah.
Actually, both of you can work on a door.
I'm fine with that.
Three-way door.
And then I can work with you, Cortex, on the repair door. Since it's open, I can be there to help.
That would be great, because I also don't want to be eaten by Silicon Rust monsters. So.
Well, you're just, you know, so picky.
Actually, they're more like silicon cloakers, but...
There you go. Yeah. That's not a... It doesn't make me feel better.
It's not a good difference.
It really shouldn't.
I feel like somebody is the capital W wits person.
Not me.
Who's got the three?
I am the unwit person.
I've got a three.
Oh, that's okay. So yes. You got the three.
So do we want to try with Cortex first to see if he can repair open a door?
Yeah. And maybe with Nails there to kind of... Because Nails has got the bonus to aid.
Yep.
So maybe lead off with that, like, you know, helping with, you know, getting the pieces moved and been around and stuff like that. Get the Jenny down here so we can hook it up. Get the panel powered when it's asked for, that kind of stuff. But I think it's probably Nails and Cortex for this.
All right. Nails, what are you doing to help? Do you got out, like, the, you know, electric drill and are, like, helping... like clear debris and paneling, or are you just like holding like onto like the wiring guide as Nails is doing all this?
Well, I will do any muscle that's needed, which may be, you know, significant or minor depending upon how this is damaged.
Oh yeah, tear open this panel.
Have you ever seen the Italian Job? The bit where they're like, you know, here's how we can take, you know, 65 kilos of weight out of these cars with all the garbage that's underneath the hood that we don't actually need for the car to run, and having Cortex just identify, like, okay, that panel's wrecked and it isn't going to interfere, so rip that out. This part, just unscrew these two parts and yank that out. We don't need, you know, like, and just ripping out all the dead weight so it's back down to the clean system that we can actually...
Also, honestly, just Nails being there and keeping an eye out will make Cortex feel safer.
Love that too.
There's a little bit of a bond sort of thing going on in there too, which is just sort of, yeah, I'm here for you.
I'm just wondering.
Tell me what you do to make me feel safe.
I'm going
to
exude the comfort of danger and muscles.
So, Margie, that sounds like you are assisting via iron.
Yep.
So, go ahead and roll me an iron. And add whatever bonus your
I get a one on that?
Loyalist gives you.
Oh.
Good thing you had that one.
Beats the four. Gives you what you need. Man, those nine, I tell you what, the nine, this is
again.
This, yeah.
Oh, you do get yourself a
I wanna check that die.
Sorry.
I don't think that one floats right.
You do get yourself a point of momentum, I believe, for getting a hit.
Right.
All right, so what are you wanting to give Bill here? Do you want to give Bill a plus one to the roll, or do you want to give him two momentum?
I'm thinking you want plus to the roll, since you just...
burned your momentum.
What does burning your momentum give you?
It gets rid of some dice. Like, it'll cancel out a dice that is less than it. So, like, let's say you rolled a two. If you had burnt your 8 momentum, you could have said, that 4 never existed.
Gotcha.
And so you only failed by 1 dice.
Which would make it a weak hit instead of a miss.
Yep.
Gotcha.
What is your momentum right now, Margie?
8.
Yeah, that... It didn't pop up, because it doesn't do you any good to burn the 8 right now, because you already beat the 4, but if you had not beat the 4, then it would have... The game would have popped up and told... The game. The Roll 20 would have popped up and told you that you could burn it to save your butt.
Okay.
Alright.
So, Bill, am I right that you want the plus on the roll rather than momentum?
I'll be the plus one.
So.
Alright. Bill, I don't know if you have any extra bonuses through assets on technology stuff.
Only if I'm repairing.
Oh, if you actually take the repair action?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, I see this, like, action-wise, I could see this being, like, a face danger, because you are doing something that's risky. Like, you could just ruin the door.
What's repair under?
Recover moves.
Ah, weird. Actually, no, it makes sense, kind of.
You know what?
I like that.
You know what? I will give you the repair action, because you are making repairs to a device, which is a door.
Make your own repairs, roll with.
And yeah, if you get 3 points on your roll, you can repair any device.
And there's that strong hit.
That is that strong hit.
Whoa, nice.
You don't see an 11 very often. That's
yeah. You're in the field. You got a strong hit. Nice. You get yourself 3 points. You repair any device, any other device, no questions asked. So, yeah. Takes you about 10, 15
minutes. Door working.
Yeah, it takes you about 10, 15 minutes. But, you know, within a few moments, like, you crack this thing open. And
it won't be a security door ever again. But now it's a door.
It's a motion activated.
You'll need another repair roll for that.
It's a motion activated door, like the front of a grocery store, but, you know.
Yeah, it'll so open. Basically, after a few minutes, you kind of get the, like, you finally are like, okay, put these two alligator clips together, and you start to hear a cha-chunk, cha-chunk on the door. And then finally, as it starts to open, you get, like, this hermetic seal, just like, whoosh. And for the first time in that you're kind of noticed, like, you hadn't noticed that. You know, you would notice that you were in a desert, it's really warm, the air is not that great. You know, now you just have, like, this nice, fresh bit of air coming at you. Like, there's still a little bit of must to it. Like, it definitely feels stale, but it's way better than what you have been breathing.
So,
you know, Earl is going to feel it most out of anybody. It's like, ah, yes.
Ah, canned air. Feels like home to me.
Filtrated air.
So I just so I'm understanding, because is this like, oh, it was so sealed up that it didn't have a chance to kind of go bad, or are the filters still running in here? Like, is the filtration, like the air filtration?
Or whatever canned air was, yeah.
Something definitely was keeping this place kind of, like, preserved.
Mm. All right. Useful. Mm-hmm. Useful to know.
And just, since you're saying we're smelling cool air, there's no odor of, you know, dead bodies, corruption, anything like that.
Nope.
Ruining the mood. Okay. Good.
No.
However.
Whatever they're doing, I'm keeping an eye on our erstwhile friends.
Oh, they're like giddy kids at the moment. They definitely want to be in there, because they have been trying. For some of them, this might have been all their lives that they've been trying to break.
Cortex just walked in and took care of it in a half an hour, so he's basically made of magic.
I'm not sure we want to let them just, like, kind of go ransack looting through
the... Well, that's what I'm keeping an eye on them for.
Are you going to be the door monitor, Nails?
Ready or compel.
There might be some serious traps inside.
Yeah.
Oh, are there basically three separate doors that lead to the same place, or is it three doors that lead to three places?
No, it is going to be... With a little bit of investigation, you are going to verify it's three doors lead to the same place.
Okay.
So what's this place look like? What are we looking at?
Well, basically, when you get in here, there are two different sections for this area. One of them seems to be more of, like, your higher end, like, more critical function sort of command station sort of stuff. This is going to be like, okay, this would have been like your monitoring station for the power grid. This would have been your monitoring station for weather. This would have been, you know, for these different things. That's all great. And there's some deeper sections even still for that. the section, though, that grabs everyone's eye is the one that is labeled for exotic exotic material examination.
Ooh. Hello.
Does it have little broken nodules on it?
It does not.
Okay, I'm not like this. Let's not examine any exotic materials.
Is it full of alien larvae in them?
No, none of that.
Not those.
That one leads to some that particular entrance leads into a room with like some decontamination material and another elevator.
So is this like a lab or is it just?
Well, but we knew that it was a lab. We knew from before that said it was, you know, it was a research facility. Plus it also, you know, was the.
Getting a serious Black Mesa vibe here.
Yeah. Which is good because up until this point in time, the Doctor Who episodes where Doctor Who episode where his daughter shows up.
Here's my hypothesis is that, you know, whatever this research was researching is the one who figured out how to control the satellite, and therefore the satellite controls were based here. That would be my guess.
That is a sound theory.
Even though it's ancient tech, you know. But regardless, you know, what we want to make sure we're not doing is just having people start scavenging this. We need to really emphasize, and I will do it with my very emphasizing voice, that, you know, don't touch anything. You know, we don't want to break anything. We don't want to just, you know, we don't want to hurt anything. You know, you saw what we can do. We need to make this work. This isn't just some, you know, salvage operation.
So it sounds like you are trying to compel via force more than anything here.
I'm definitely looking at, you know, at least an intimidate.
Yeah. We are on the intimidate side of compel.
I'm compel.
You know, give me another iron roll there. We'll see whether or not we finally get to see what the burn button does.
See, there you go. That's exactly what.
There's
it looks
your momentum.
Like.
Yep. All right. So you have a weak hit right now. If you burn your momentum, you'll have a strong hit.
Okay. What's the difference mean?
Okay, well, you gotta look at the move.
If I get a strong hit, then I get everything I want. No.
Yeah, you get everything you want, and you get one momentum after the fact. So even after you burn your momentum, you'll still be up one momentum over what you your reset to. On a weak hit, they'll agree, but it'll come with it's a conditional agree.
Right, they'll agree until, you know, somebody up top tells them not to. Listen to me.
Or they'll agree, but they want those things there. Or they'll agree, but they want people to go in with our people.
They agree, but they get everything that comes out.
So, I burn.
Worth it.
So I don't have to burn them, I burn momentum.
And there should be just a button for it.
Yep, I did.
Nice.
Yep, and then after you burn, then add another momentum because you got a strong hit.
Got it.
Take a little bit of the sting off.
And that, I mean, so this helps us. I mean, these are all different things that are helping us towards the goal of getting this reconnected by, you know, keeping these people from interfering by opening the door. These are all sort of components of that larger success.
I kind of feel like maybe getting the door open would have been like a. Waypoint's not
a milestone.
The right word. Milestone.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you one, but it's probably not on the I'll give you at least one, but it's probably not on the one you expect.
Oh, okay.
Cause anything that's going to give you like anything like you've gotten access to here. You know this interacts with the satellite. The satellite interacts with the gates.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So finding your way back to the Astrid Gate?
Yep.
So don't we also have something about the vow around just the planet too?
Well, you have one to get the idiots talking to each other.
I think we can make progress on this now by connecting Lincoln up to these systems. Are we at the point where we can do that?
We can power some of the local stuff, but I don't know if we could power it. We can't power it perpetually.
Yep, that is going to require some power. Like a semi-power or permanent power connection.
And that's the third settlement.
Yeah, so I feel like your rousing speech to them is a vital component of keeping this place safe while we go talk to that third settlement.
You know, that's a valid point.
Yeah.
You have definitely at least gotten these idiots to be, you know.
Well, there's two parts to that. One, they're going to leave it alone. We can kind of feel fairly confident that they're going to leave it alone. If we leave a granted, this doesn't permanently solve the problem, but if we left a generator running to kind of power the units in here so that Lincoln can start to establish initial handshakes and all that kind of garbage while we're going and making a more permanent power solution happen.
Do you trust Lincoln?
I don't know that we have a choice.
Yeah, I mean, one option is to route Lincoln's control over this facility through Elgo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill had talked last time about
keeping Elgo watching Lincoln.
Well, conditional connection that he could break whenever he wanted to.
Yeah.
So I feel like that is probably something that got set up at some point.
Yeah, and this is not a secret from the rest of the team either. Like,
no.
You know, everybody should know that Cortex has been planning to do this.
No, that makes perfect sense. But a combination of those things feels like a milestone towards getting things back on track?
Yep, and I already marked it on the main sheet, and nice. I was actually going through here. So, Margie.
Yes?
For your personal vow of making the worlds better for future generations, this definitely is a hit towards that. Because the more you can actually get things, like, up and, like, you know, bring them out of the feudal age is probably a step towards that.
Alrighty.
So, you have this is an epic one for you. That's one single tick.
Okay.
Yep.
That's just a cross hash. Yep. Cross.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Just like
sideways. Minus sign, not a plus sign.
Yeah.
A dash.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yep. All right.
And I have another question before I don't know how much investigative we want to go before stepping on the next thing, but I definitely want to make sure that we can try and seal this back up again, because we don't want the critters in here.
Something
we can do to do that, that would be another good thing.
Why couldn't we just close the doors again?
Oh, yeah.
That work?
I was going to say, at this point, Cortex basically has an on-off switch for the door.
Nice.
Well, no, like, it's definitely like, okay, I have to touch these two alligator clips together. All right, and then I reverse the polarity, and now the door closes.
Yep.
And if I take the generator with me, they won't be able to turn it back on.
That's fair. Cool.
Cool, so, cool. Yeah, you know, after, like, some quick poking around, it's time to seal the door back up, and then what's your next step?
I would like to, and I don't know, this is, while we're poking around in there and sort of unsupervised, I kind of want to see if there's anything in particular that we might be able to make use of immediately that isn't going to later hamper us. And by that I mean I'd like to resupply by poking around this crap.
You want to steal whatever's not nailed down.
Well, not at whatever, but if there's a couple of things like, oh crap, this is like exactly what we need to kind of this no, definitely that, help out.
That is definitely
As long as that doesn't weaken our injunction against the
well, it all kind of depends on the dice.
From looting the place themselves.
Yeah, that again, that all comes down to what my dice rolls are going to look like.
No, so you are doing resupply
by scavenging a wreck, ruin, or abandoned site.
Yep, you're scavenging, so you're rolling wits.
Uh huh. Uh huh. And I get a plus one on it. And
take one momentum on a hit.
Okay. All right, wits with a plus one. I'm poking around here, and we'll see what we see.
Ooh, do you want that strong hit?
Oh yeah. I should. Let me look at the where the resupply is like. I'll see if it's worth it.
So on a weak hit, you'll get some sort of cost complication or demand.
I don't really like.
They're gonna want to come in and take three things out with them.
I don't really like that idea.
I want that great big monitor. I want that thing that looks like a computer that's plugged into that slot there.
You don't even know what that is.
I know, but I want it. It looks cool. It'll look great.
It'll impress the girls.
Resupply is a recover move?
It is a recover move.
All right. I just want to look at it real quick. Strong hit. Choose one. I'm not unprepared.
Oh, it's on a strong hit with a match.
Yeah, strong hit with a match is sexy as hell, but that definitely did not happen. On
it
a weak
did not
hit.
Happen.
Okay, on the strong hit, choose one.
What's the strong hit with a match?
Oh,
it's part of my special thing.
What's the definition of a match?
Doubles on the resistance
challenge
dice. Challenge dice.
Oh, okay.
And it's never a match on a cancel.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you actually have to physically roll doubles. So
if I kill one of the dice, it wouldn't count.
Yep, it's very difficult. It's your critical hit.
Yeah, get double ones, double anything that you beat in this case.
It happens about 10% of the time, which is more often than it feels like. But even so, yeah.
Well, the match has happened, but it's also got to be a match that I beat, which, yeah. This weekend we had a match of double tens when Zoe rolled a one. That was not fun for them.
So 10% of your strong of your successes then.
Yeah, on a strong hit. Okay. Okay. Gather information. On a weak hit as above, but you must first deal with a cost, a complication, or a demand. So that this actually wouldn't be me like leaving a complication behind us. It would be me having to deal with it first.
Yep.
So I could get two. So on the strong hit, I could go with two supply. On either hit, I could go with two supply. Okay. I'm going to leave it. This is entirely a meta question. On a weak hit, I'm going to have to deal with something to get the plus two supply. Something with, some cost or complication, some demand, something like that. If we want to get on to the other thing, I will take the momentum. I'll burn the momentum just so we can go. Okay. Well, I grabbed this thing and pocketed in my satchel and off we get to the next place. And I'm totally fine with doing that, but that's entirely a meta consideration.
I'm kind of okay with the cost or complication. I also kind of want to go to the Oracle to find out what that is.
Okay, let's go with... How does everybody else feel? So Bill's thing is, let's go with the cost or complication, see what happens. That I got to deal with first before I get the two plus... Because I would go with the plus two supply, and that would get us back up to a five, which is not terrible.
No, but it's not terrible.
The question is, do we want to fast forward to the other site? In which case, I burn momentum, or do we want to deal with whatever crops up on this thing?
Hey, just see what we get.
All right.
The easiest complication I could suggest is that one of their leaders wants to come along with us or send along like a delegation, and those people are going to be touchy and unstable as hell, and we're going to have to struggle through that diplomatic issue.
Right.
But it also potentially gives us an advantage or helps jumpstart the whole getting people talking to each other thing, if we can work it right.
Right, which to me is the perfect definition of a complication. There's potential good sides and potential bad sides.
Yeah. What I'm going to go with then, Mike, is the weak hit for the plus two supply with whatever cost or complication we end up figuring out, or demand.
I do feel like that is definitely a... I think Bill's suggestion is actually very good. I am all for that. So I'm going to say, once you guys are kind of out and you kind of are like supplying up, you know, that's, you know, are taking the supplies that you gathered up to the shuttle and kind of like getting ready to go, that's when Faith kind of is like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're just taking stuff and leaving? What are you doing? And after you kind of explain what's going on, they're like, no, 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 no. We let you in here. We're, you know, letting you offer to help. But right now it looks like you're just going to take stuff and you're going over to one of the places that we don't like. How do we know that this is going to work out? You know, how do we know that this wasn't just all some way of you guys duping us?
Our charming disposition, he says, yeah. Knowing that will not work.
Yeah. Charm don't buy a whole lot out here.
That's fair. So yeah, whatever Earl had picked up is like, you know, portable power banks, a couple of tools that he didn't have, a couple things that just, yeah, a mix of all kinds of random crap that is just in better shape than anything that we had or just flat out didn't have. Oh man, I saw one of these Paradise Moon 7 or Paradise 7. Nobody's seen any of these in like, Jesus, 40 years. These are shiny. Look, anybody even touch these? Still in the cases. I didn't even know they had cases. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she wants to. Well, all right, and you don't trust us. That's fine. Send somebody along with you. With us. Come on. All right.
Well, she is going to send Elijah along with y'all and some of the other goons.
Oh, lovely.
Just to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And one moment, please.
We brought your goon squad.
All the goon squad.
Yeah, between Princess Bride and Willow, there was a lot of quotable movie stuff happening.
Those are some quotable movies.
Yeah.
Well, we started off with our classic, which was Oh My Goddess. But for some reason, we couldn't find disc 2.
That's weird.
So, we switched to...
Pivoted to the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Which also works for a Valentine's movie.
So many goofy quotes from Will. Ah, that stupid rat dream again! Anyway, so much goofy stuff in that movie.
Oh god, right, the French, French fairies.
The stupid rat dream again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, so...
Oh, and our supplies up to 5. Yeah?
Yeah. Cool. I moved that up, and luckily, because of what I did, if I change it on the ship, it changes it on the sheet.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Mine didn't move, but that's fine.
Well, it changes on the Wayfinder sheet.
The Wayfinder sheet.
Oh.
It's like a hit dice thing on there.
Nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Lovely. Yeah, because I can just be like, -1.
Mm-hmm.
And now if I go check the sheet, it's at 4.
Get
plus you. 1.
I need to look at my Voidborn, because I feel like... Oh yeah, never mind. I'm good.
Yep.
All right. And if we're taking the shuttle over, everybody gets +1 momentum. Hooray.
Alright.
I'm taking this because we're going into danger. I mean, that's...
It is...
I need to start rolling more dice. I'm at max momentum, so...
Yeah, you need to roll more. Get in there, Dave.
Yeah, Dave, let's go in the front next time.
I've been trying to not say, hey, I'll pray for this to happen.
For the weirdest thing, and I did not say anything that would lead the kids to, but we're doing Ironsworn, like our Ironsworn Ravenloft thing with the kids. Sean has decided that whoever has the highest momentum is the current main character. Like that
you
is.
Know?
You know?
That's not a horrible way of handling it.
It's like, oh, see, he's up to momentum 8, and he's like, I think I'm the main character, and Killa's like, I have a 10. Dang it! Still just a sidekick.
Alright.
That gets back to that whole PTA thing.
Yeah, kind of. It does feel like that a little bit. Anyway.
So, really quick, I wasn't feeling that great this afternoon, just because of a whole bunch of things gave me a headache.
Understandable.
I don't know if everyone would be... Since we're heading off to the next thrilling adventure, if this might be a good place to wrap up a little bit early.
Mike, if you're good, if you need that, then by all means, man.
I'm going to Dave has to be up at 4:30.
Yeah, I will not object to that.
Yeah. What was that, Bill?
No, this is absolutely a good time to wrap. If we have time, though, I want to pitch something to you folks, which I talked about to you, Mike, early on, that you folks can help me with. And so, Mike, let me know when is a good time to bring it up.
Well, I'm just going to leave you all with one last little image of things to come. Because, you know, you're up in the shuttle, you're flying along, and, you know, you're going through this, you know, wasteland as you're kind of, like, heading off to the next thing. And as you're doing that, you happen to see something kicking up sand below you. And, yeah, when these guys were describing these creatures to you, they were smaller than this.
Oh, good, they're solar activated.
Oh, quick, let's use the solar cells to reflect sunlight onto them. That'll teach them.
Yeah,
You can also overeat, okay?
Yeah, so, yeah, these things are, when not hiding, very shiny in the sunlight. And this particular one is, to put it in perspective, imagine two semi-trucks parked next to each other. That's about how wide it is.
That's not great.
Yeah, it's a bit longer than it is wide.
I'm sending in Cortex. He's the trucker. If it's semi-truck, then I'm sure he's on it.
Well, you guys are flying. You don't have to deal with crap. You have seen one now.
My gift didn't activate. I'm very upset with that. Anyway.
Yeah. It's just a still image.
Yeah, it's weird. If you look at it on the website, it's totally activated.
Well, don't we know what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, next time, did I give you the name of the third settlement yet?
Malperin.
Navarin.
Okay. I misheard it then.
Navarin.
Yep. Navarin.
I've run into that word too. Oh god. This is freaking me out, man.
But is Mariposa, Navarin, and Shackleton ring any bells for you?
Navarin does. I mean, they all individually do it. Not that they're related to one another at all. Which is fine.
Okay.
Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room. Now, there's another quotable movie.
Yep. Alright, well, I don't have anything else at this point. And there's no end of session move. So, Bill, if you want to take it away.
Alright, so, I've gotten a lot of